Thank you for coming here Friday afternoon. Very excited to announce that we were able to come to an agreement with Sheldon Richardson this afternoon. He was definitely, along with the quarterback, a major target for us to hit in free agency. This is just another example of the Wilf family giving us the resources necessary to try to put the best football team we can together. We felt this was a unique opportunity to get a very unique player and look forward to getting him in a Viking uniform. So I want to bring up Coach Zimmer. He can talk to you a little bit about him and have him introduce Sheldon Richardson.
All right. We felt like one of the positions that we needed to get better at on defense was our three technique. It's one where those guys can affect the quarterback as much as any position, along with our defensive ends. And so it obviously takes some of the double teams off of guys and continue to pressure the quarterback. Sheldon was a guy that has been and even was this last past season one of the most disruptive defensive linemen in the NFL in order to get the quarterback off the spot. He didn't have a lot of sacks, but as I've said before, sacks are not our number one goal. It's about disrupting the quarterback and getting him off his spot and getting him off the timing. He's been a Pro Bowler, first round draft pick. We sat and had dinner with him last night. We've sat down and watched a lot of film, and we feel very comfortable about our ability, along with his talent level, that we can continue to take him to the next level. Coach Patterson is very, very excited about having him here, as am I, and he should be another really great piece for our defense, our defensive line, and really all the guys that we have on defense. And this was one, you know, one of you guys asked me how can we get better on defense, and I didn't say why, but the three technique was a position that we've been looking. Matter of fact, when he came in into my office, I was sitting there watching three techniques in the draft. So this was a big deal for us, and we're extremely happy to have him. So Sheldon Richardson, new Viking three technique.
Appreciate you, Coach. Yeah. Thanks, Coach. First off, I'd like to say thank God for, you know, a little stressful free agency. I finally figured out how it feels. I'd like to thank the Wills family for you know, their commitment to winning. The staff also looking deep into me and all the film. I'm already in practice already. I feel like how much I've been going over film with myself, what they're trying to do here, and they're trying to win, period, point blank. I'd like to thank my agent. Didn't make his job easy at all, but I most definitely want to say, Ben Dyer, appreciate you, baby. Love you, my folks. And all my family that support me, and that's my opening.
When you say you didn't make it easy on Ben, why didn't you make it easy on him?
I didn't finish enough at the quarterback. I got back there a lot, disruptive, as Coach Zim said. And it's honestly just not finishing for me, for my book, and my standards. That's how I feel about it. Yeah, get back there, got to throw the ball, lose the ball, catch a flag, any of those things. Like I said, I'm very effective around the quarterback. You know, I just don't have the vanity and numbers that people want to see.
Sheldon, why a one-year deal versus a longer-term deal?
It's better this way.
Why is that?
I feel like that's how I just feel. I know no explanation to it. I just felt like that's how I feel. Like, this was the best opportunity. This was the best deal we came up with. I let my agent handle the numbers and stuff like that. I just came to play football.
What stands out to you the most about joining the number one defense in the NFL, and just what that front four can look like?
Right now, it's all on paper. I know what they can bring to the table. I just came to add into it and be disruptive and help this team trying to get the ultimate goal.
Hey, Sheldon, you had interest from around the league. What made you not want to leave this building?
What made me not want to leave this building? It's the best building in the league.
What makes you say that?
What makes me say that? Have you seen the building? Like, seriously, have you seen the building? Well, yeah, it's pretty nice, ain't it? Yeah, smell like new paint, don't it? Brand new. Yeah, everything's around here top-notch, state-of-the-art. It's all kosher. It's all good. The stadium was good. I just left there this morning. Beautiful stadium. I see myself making a lot of plays in there.
When you knew you were approaching free agency, was this a team that was on your radar the whole time?
I had no idea who wanted me. I didn't want to know anything about free agency until after the season, and this is where I'm at.
So when you watched tape of Linval Joseph, what did you see there and how that might fit with you?
A hawk, that man works. The whole D line works. Coach Dre definitely gets those guys ready every week in and week out. And I do feel like he can take me to the next level and redefining my hands and actually making them pressures turn into sacks. So, and basically staying stout in the run and doing my job. Nothing more, nothing less. No better than the next man.
After a year of playing in a 4-3 defense with Seattle, how important was it for you to be able to stay in that type of system? And kind of, you know, what have you learned in the year getting away from the two-gap ideology?
It was all about a feel for me, more so than anything. I'm pretty fluid in learning systems. The two-gapping, I catch myself watching film, and I see myself two-gapping in plays I'm supposed to be up the field. But other than that, really, it was something I needed for me coming here and needed to get back into doing this, you know, penetrating like that.
When did the Vikings kind of emerge as a legitimate landing spot for you?
They were on the wire for a while. I don't know the exact date. They definitely made it be known that they was interested. They gave me a better offer than Seattle did, so.
You get a chance to meet with Kirk Cousins?
Yes, I did. Yes, did mingle with him a little bit. You know, Captain Kirk was definitely on his own little page yesterday, but we had lunch together, and it was all great. Humble guy, laid back, cool, calm, and collect like you want your quarterback.
Sheldon, you mentioned Coach Dre. Were you very familiar with him before you came here?
I was not. And as soon as I sat down, he cut on film. Had a 5-minute conversation and then just cut on film. He also came down in the plane, and we had a nice, long conversation. Got to feel like I'm, you know, still getting to know him, but that was some good convos.
Sheldon, when you're called a very unique player by, you know, GM and the coach, what does that mean to you? You see yourself, what ways do you see yourself as a very unique
player? It's just a word. Don't look into it. It's just a word. Everybody's unique in their own way, aren't they? Everyone's unique in their own way, aren't they?
Sure.
Whatever it is, man, I don't know. I play hard to the last whistle, no matter what the score is, no matter what my salary is, no matter what the circumstances is, I play hard to the last whistle. That's it. I don't know. Everybody can do a swim move. Everybody can do a rip, shoot a gap, tackle a quarterback. I don't know.
What are you better at now than you weren't a few years ago?
A few years ago? Understanding how defenses operate. Offenses are attacking defenses now, more so than just in the 3-4 and the 4-3 now. You know, progressing surely in the run game. Other than that, nothing much. Same old all-out effort.
This is a team that went to the NFC Championship game, added Kirk Cousins yesterday, you today. Is it Super Bowl or bust? I mean, you think it's
– I'm not the predicting type, but that's what we're chasing. That's what every team should chase. But I feel like this is the best fit for me and to go do that.
How much did Kirk signing here and just the idea that this is a team loading up to be a contender play into your decision?
Play into my decision? A lot. I wanted the best opportunity to win the Super Bowl, and I feel like this is it. With them requiring Kirk talking to him, getting to, you know, pluck his brain a little bit, done deal.
It's probably been kind of a frantic 6-7 months for you, getting traded at the cut-down deadline, going into a new team like that. How do you feel just, at least for 1 year, having certainty like you're going to be in this place?
All right. Like I said, one day at a time. It was stressful. Getting traded 7 days before the first game, the home opener, is real tough. But, you know, that's what this league is.
Time for two more.
You're going to have an opportunity to play the Jets again. What's that mean to you?
They got
to
come see me. That's it. Seattle, too. Man, they got to come see me. That's it. No more than that. But we got a whole schedule. Got to get through OTAs first. Got to learn the playbook. Got to get accustomed with my teammates that I'm with now. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you. All right.